If you've been on the Kerry, the North Kerry Greenway, or you've been indeed on the Limerick Greenway over the last while, then let us know how you have found it. What's it like? Is it contributing to the areas? Is it bringing tourists into the areas? Is it a key part of your, activities and a real benefit to the area? The reason I'm asking that question is my next guest has an issue with it, or rather, an issue with the signs used upon it. Michael Guerin is with me on the line. Michael, good morning to you.
Johnny, good morning to you and to all our Greenway supporters. And on behalf of the Great Southern Trail Group, we'd like to thank Radio Kerry and our local newspapers for the support they gave us over the last 35 years when the Greenway was first presented by Augie Moran of Channel Development to make our North Kerry Railway permanent way, the first and longest greenway in Ireland. And let's hope we don't have to wait the 50 years before it's completed to Tralee. Now, we acknowledge the good work done by Limerick and Kerry County Council in difficult circumstances to preserve the permanent way in public ownership. But this is the problem. Jerry, if you go into Abbey Field Station today, which is a major terminal, what will you see? You will see one big sign about 3 metres square with arrows on it, left to the Kerry border, Limerick Kerry border, and right to the destinations on the Limerick side, which has been only recently replacing older signs. That's the important point to make there. Then along this, we're still in Abbey Field Station. They have numerous distance markers now along the boat on the Kerry and the Limerick side. But on the Limerick side, they just refer on all those numerous signs to the Limerick-Kerry border. Nothing about Lustall or the Kerry Greenway. In Abbey Field then, they have this large map, about 5 feet by 3 feet, and you have to kind of nearly turn around to see Lustall on it. No reference whatsoever to a greenway. As a matter of fact, in Abbey Field, which as I said is a major terminal, there's no reference to the Kerry Greenway. So the nearest on the Kerry side in, which is just 5 kilometres west to Laca de Wire, which is a car park, they recently put up an excess point marker there. But the problem is there's no reference to the Limerick Greenway. So I really think that we should be asking Limerick and Kerry to go back and look at their signage and to market things as a unified approach, as we did in the Great Southern Trail.
So Michael, are you feeling that from the signage that's been put up, Limerick are advertising it as the Limerick Greenway, Kerry are advertising it as the Kerry Greenway, and never the twain shall meet? Is that what you're saying? That they're pretending they're two separate greenways?
Absolutely. Jerry, this is unbelievable. And I'd ask anyone now to go to Abbey Field, former railway station, and see the big sign, Limerick Greenway welcomes you. Left, big arrow, Limerick Kerry border, 3 kilometres, as if to a division between North and South Korea or something like that. They're talking about borders. That is the one thing that we, from its inception in the Great Southern Trail, we work so close together, but on the Limerick and Kerry side, because this whole North Kerry line is ingrained in us, going back to the time the trains were bringing students from Abbey Field to St. Michael's College in Lustall. I got a lovely interview one time with Neil Smurfy, and he described it, and race meetings, hundreds coming.
And all that tradition, Michael, that stretches back. Let me ask you this, though. Does it really matter? I mean, everyone who walks it knows that Kerry is just over the border. Everyone on the Kerry side knows Limerick. They know the Greenway carries on. Does it matter just because it doesn't say it on a waymarker or a sign?
Well, what's the point of putting up those waymarkers then and these brochures they talk about? Limerick made a statement saying that it's well covered in their brochure. I looked at their brochure. All that's in it is 2 little lines saying Rule continues to carry borders and onto the stall, as if there's no coordination or work done between Shannon, Limerick and Kerry County Council.
And Kerry County Council.
It should be marketed as one pint. Now,
okay.
these what you call it, signs dinner, confusing people, they call them distant marker signs. They're all over the place. I will take the one in Abbey Field now, in Lac of the War. Your nearest emergency access pine tree, I don't know where pine tree is, but they give longitude and latitude for emergency. Can you imagine it? But in actual fact, the longitude and latitude is the car park that you're in. Like, what a bit of common sense would say, this is your nearest access pine in emergency. So, you know, someone has gone mad in regard to these signs,
You think work needs to be done on the signs, Michael? What Limerick County Council, we put this point that you said to them about the lack of cooperation or maybe the lack of marking of Kerry and Limerick signs and vice versa. They said the signs referred to in this query were developed following requests from both elected members and the public for distance marker signs on the Greenway as location aid for users, especially if they were needed to guide the emergency services to a specific location. To keep the signs safely legible, we only included the 40 kilometres on the Limerick side, and we found that extending this to the stall would have cluttered the sign. It should be noted Kerry County Council have replicated this system on their side of the Greenway. However, in our general marketing information for Limerick Greenway and the other directional signs on the Greenway, the stall is referenced, and I have attached our map for Limerick Greenway that clearly shows the stall, as does our brochure and website. We also collaborate with colleagues in Kerry County Council on shared messaging and marketing campaign. So they're saying they are cooperating, Michael, it's covered in the website.
Jerry, you go into the website and you have a look at their brochures and you'll see what's there. They're not collaborating, or else there's someone making a faux pas and a miss, and they're not checking back at what way the signs are. And like, these signs have cost a fortune. And when this statement that they have about it cluttering the sign, you know what they have down like? On this distance marker, Limerick and Kerry border, would it be far easier to have the stall rather than Limerick and Kerry border? Limerick and Kerry border is what's on these distant Greenway markers.
It should be the stall to encourage you to keep walking and keep going and use the whole of the Greenway.
Okay. They're obviously not marketing it as a total Greenway as such. And there should be one brochure and shown all the features. The Limerick brochure doesn't show anything in regard to the Kerry side.
The Kerry side of things. We're out of time. I take your point in it. If you have a view on what Michael has to say, more cooperation, more signage for Kerry and Limerick and vice versa, on those signs, give us your thoughts. Have you used it? Have you walked it? Give us your thoughts. And that's Michael Guerin there, longtime supporter of the Greenway, with his views on that.